The space race, which started in earnest in the 1950s, inspired not only countless individuals and their love of exploration, but also many advancements in how we design modern products and equipment to be as safe as possible. One such innovation was, quite possibly, the first ever use of a digital twin. After an oxygen tank explosion left the Apollo 13 service module crippled, NASA quickly adapted their state-of-the-art simulators to match the exact conditions facing the astronauts more than 200,000 miles away. This allowed Mission Control to test every strategy and instruction to ensure they didn't further disrupt or damage the module, ensuring the astronauts made it home safely. Perhaps more important to our discussion today, however, was the application of systems engineering to ensure the correct production and integration of the many interdisciplinary components that made up the marvelous machines of the Mercury and Apollo programs. Today, these innovations are being leveraged to manage the development of the advanced cars, trucks, and SUVs that consumers demand. Though automobiles are limited to the terrestrial surface, for now, the continued introduction of electrical and software systems has pushed them far beyond what was on board any of the Mercury Apollo missions. Welcome back to the Future Car Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Pike. Today, we begin a series of discussions on the advancement of software and systems engineering in the automotive industry. I am joined again by Nand Kochhar, our Vice President of Automotive and Transportation at Siemens Digital Industry Software. And without further ado, we're going to join in on our conversation as Nand and I discuss the growing role of software and electronics in modern cars. Please enjoy. And so when you think about this with all the electronics and software coming into the vehicles, they're really becoming more computers on wheels than the vehicles that you're used to from the past. So what does this mean for automakers, and how are they developing their vehicles with all these different systems?
So fundamentally, it's changing the paradigm from automobile being a primarily, let's say, mechanical systems based decades ago. And a lot of the stuff in that mechanical systems, hydraulic based, has slowly been shifting over the years to electronics, to mechatronics kind of setup. So even the simplest of the things like the opening the doors, which used to be a pure mechanical, is you see a lot of mechatronic technologies because now you've got app on your phone and you push a button on there or remotely and you can open the car's door. So what's underneath it? Underneath is all about those sensors and the software, which enables that, is a good example of a, you know, you will not normally think about, you'll just think about opening the door, but you see underneath is changing quite a bit. So that's the simplest example. Try to think about what else is going on from a trends perspective. The autonomous vehicle developments and consumer demand on having ADAS features of, let's say, autonomous braking or autonomous lane changing type of feature demand. And that is all driven by a huge chunk of software. So when you look inside of the vehicle, you've got powertrain side of the business, which has been shifting to electronics and controls and the sensors over the years. And then now you have the human interface, the consumer side of the business, that has been shifting with more and more of the softwares embedded into the vehicles.
So in thinking about that with automakers in general, how are they responding with model-based or software and systems engineering?
So first, if you think about what I just said, the shift from mechanical systems to now you have bigger and bigger role of electrical and electronics, and then you also have a bigger role of software. So now you have to balance. The first thing is what has happened as a result of that is the complexity has increased. So things are no longer going from point A to point B in the design process because you've got cross-domain. Mechanical, electrical systems need to work together to give the end results or the intended function. So first, complexity has increased. Now, to address the complexity or to convert that complexity into a competitive advantage for automobile companies, they have to adapt what's called systems engineering, because that is the only way where high degree of complexity could be managed in a structured process and a disciplined way. And that's where you started to hear more and more about systems engineering. And for us, from Siemens' perspective, looking at for automobile software playing a bigger role, our version of that MBSE, or model-based systems engineering, is software and systems engineering with heavy emphasis on the software within the systems engineering domain.
And systems engineering has been around for decades. How does what automakers are doing today compare to those earlier efforts in this space?
Yeah, good. Again, as the systems have been growing to adapt to the software piece within that, and we talked about the complexity, all that has to be managed in the spirit of delivering intended function with efficiency, both from a timing perspective and a cost and weight perspective. And that's what has led into growing the usage or the application of MBSE within the automobile development processes more and more. So let me use a few examples. Cross-attribute trade-offs is one of the big challenges because you're always trying to balance, in this example, I'll use a performance of the powertrain as well as the fuel economy. So systems engineering allows you to do those trade-offs for all the sub-parameter level so that you can ultimately deliver the most efficient system. And that's where it's been the key, one of the key applications of software and systems engineering. Having application of that has also allowed automakers to continue to innovate because you can run a lot of these scenarios in a virtual environment or in a virtual and hybrid environment through systems engineering approach, and you can choose a design space which will be the most efficient. So all of a sudden, now you have a capability to do a lot of what-if scenarios and choose the best application and the best decision-making for the intended function.
So it sounds like there's a lot of different areas of the vehicle development process, things like systems architecture, testing, and simulation. In each of these areas, you have these systems of systems taking place. How are companies managing all this complexity?
You define, when you have a problem, you define the problem. In other words, you define the system. And that's where the concept of system of systems come into play. So the application of MBSE is throughout. So use powertrain as an example. So you're trying to do the development and application of that powertrain and doing the balancing between, let's say, shift quality and NVH performance. So that's a powertrain application. Even a higher level, it all starts with setting up the architecture and setting up the requirements. So you could start from that function, and then you get into the design and you use systems engineering approach during the design, and ultimately you get towards the verification and validation. In a typical systems V, you could talk about the right-hand side of the systems V, where you focused on now making sure, and there's a closed-loop process of verification and validation to the requirements from where you started. So that way you have a documentation of everything that is working well. Now, obviously, you can overlay that with integrated program planning, and that way, and the quality engineering aspects of it, that way you're managing end-to-end. So that is a typical application within the automotive space. To your point, systems engineering as a concept can be applied way beyond just the automobile itself, because you could identify city infrastructure, as an example, as part of your system. So now, in the case of autonomous vehicle, your system definition becomes how your vehicles interact with the city's infrastructure, let's say the traffic lights. In autonomous vehicle case, again, how does the vehicle-to-vehicle connectivity comes, because that becomes your system. So you could apply the software and systems engineering approach all of a sudden to a much bigger than the vehicle itself.
So as we talked about on previous episodes of this podcast, electrification and autonomy are upcoming trends that are totally taking over the industry. How does software and systems engineering apply to these new types of vehicles?
Definitely. The software and systems engineering applies to any power packs, so to say. So in your, and to be honest, it's not even, it has to be a vehicle level. It could be a subsystem in our small and medium-sized businesses who are supplying components or systems or subsystems to the OEM. They will leverage and use software and systems engineering because their scope of the system definition would be whatever they are supplying, and then they'll interface with the OEMs. You bring a very good point on electrification. So when you look at a electrified vehicle, in addition to the examples we talk, there's a plenty more of applications of software systems engineering. For example, for batteries, there's an entire battery management system where is heavily software driven because you're trying to optimize the thermal performance as well as the range. Now you're trying to get all those calculations done and the analysis done, and software and systems engineering plays a big role. So again, you can start from a subsystem just as a battery pack, battery as a system problem, then you grow that into a battery pack, how it fits into the rest of the vehicle, to the next level, how that performs in the vehicle, and now you're doing trade-offs of a vehicle performance. And this is where some of the software and systems engineering is really beautiful in terms of applications. You bring a lightweighting back into equation because you're trying to get the maximum range for electrified vehicle, since that's one of the big customer demand, a concern always, what kind of range I'm going to get out of my electrified vehicles. So you can apply this concept at a vehicle level, and you're bringing in lightweighting because lighter the vehicle is, higher the range you are going to get. So now you're integrating some of the structure side of the equation or the weight performance for a chassis body side into the powertrains, in this case, the battery management system, and that's all happening underneath through enablers like software and systems engineering.
So how do you see software and systems engineering changing the vehicle development process over the next decade or beyond?
One thing you can clearly see is in the development process, the skill set of the people working on these product development or the manufacturing side needs to adapt to the changing needs. So it's changing at the, you could say, at a STEM level, what we need from the workforce coming in. From our standpoint, all the tools and the methods and the solutions, they need to be thought through in that environment. So when it comes to, let's say, manufacturing as an example, it's quite a bit of difference between when you're trying to bring together an electrified powertrain versus a gasoline engines. Not only in the product development arena, you have to think way beyond. In this case, for example, for electrified powertrains, you also need to think about the infrastructure for charging. You also need to think about some of the things like serviceability procedures. So there are special requirements when you're dealing with the electrical powertrain versus gasoline again. Normally, you will never think about those level of details at a customer service level. And you have to look at the entire value chain from vehicle into the dealership. So the role of product development, manufacturing within the automotive industry is changing quite a bit, adapting along with the new vehicles coming out, whether it's autonomous or whether it's electrified products.
What are the key ways software and systems engineering supports vehicle development?
One of the important area is the interconnectivity, a flow of information from one to the other. You started off very good from the business standpoint. That linking to the engineering requirements, that linking to the product design requirements, and that linking into the performance. So this is where the whole concept of that enabling the digital twin of design, of manufacturing, and of performance with the service, with the closed loop process comes into play, because it touches all the way from the very beginning concept development into the end of life for the product.
Now, we've talked a lot about the details and some of the values that automotive companies can achieve. Do you have any specific examples, any companies or customers that you've worked with that have been able to deliver these more complex or more sustainable vehicles?
Yeah, obviously the Siemens portfolio is being applied at a lot of OEMs and suppliers. Just one example of the customers that has embraced this overall concept comes to mind is Renault. In the development of their hybrid vehicles, they were challenged with the same complexity and their ability to evaluate the powertrain architectures. I touched on that during the concept development phase of when we were talking. And there, we were able to work with them to provide a common platform that enabled their teams to assess the energetic synthesis of all hybrid configurations and facilitate the communication and decision-making in the process. So it touches on two elements we talked before, the trade-offs, what-if scenarios, and communicating that to the entire chain. The end result was basically their ability to deliver a very high-quality vehicle with a faster time to market. That is one of the examples at Renault I can think of, application of these kind of concepts.
So the automotive industry is undergoing a lot of change from the development of electrification and autonomy. This change is driving up the complexity of vehicle systems, which is causing automakers to reevaluate or rethink how they develop their vehicles. Software and systems engineering provides a way forward for these companies as they confront this mounting complexity.